There's Nightline.
Russ.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world am I going to do without it?
Well, just listen to WMT over at Cedar Rapids.
Oh, I know. I won't listen to anybody but you.
Well, I appreciate your loyalty.
You're talking to, don't you?
I think so, you betcha. I'm sure we'll come bouncing back.
The little lady that was talking to you this morning.
Yes.
Well, I sure hate to see you go off the air.
Yes.
And God bless you, Russ.
Thank you so much. You take care of your health, too.
Okay, Russ.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Nightline.
Yes, sir. I understand this is your last night.
Yes.
Why did I get an FM radio?
I don't know. A lot of good listening on FM, believe me.
Well,
good music.
Surely, I realize that.
Very few commercials, good sound when you get
it. All evening you have said not to call you at home. And I do have a personal...
Well, I mean, don't call at home and say, why aren't you on the air? Because it's unbelievable what it does after the station breaks down or something. It gets to where you can't have a meal, you can't go to the bathroom or anything else. It's just a constant on the phone thing. And this way, I thought we'd just tell everybody at once instead of repeating it 1,000 times one at a time. And
surely.
Let everybody be aware of our problem. It's no secret. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We just inherited too big a debt load.
Person that could help me.
Oh, well, anytime anybody has a personal problem, they can call me at home and I'll continue to help them all I can. These things we can still do. But Jack Woods, Bob Scott, and others at the county and state level are very fine people, and normally it's just a case of directing people to the right person.
Is it Plymouth that's right back of you?
That's right back of me?
Yeah,
if Plymouth was back of me, I'd worry about a knife in my back.
Yeah, I would too. I didn't say that.
I did, and it's no secret. He and I had a pretty good little discussion when he ran during the campaign, and the guy talks all his life one way until he was running for office and talked another. And I called him on the air one night, and he didn't like it, started talking to management. And I called Mr. Plymouth at his home and told him about the Lord and little green apples and a few more things. And I haven't seen or heard from Mr. Plymouth since.
No, you said there was another tower out there, and I couldn't figure out.
No, that's his Buddy Tucker's other tower, Maury Test, and Billy Old Phillips owned that station, and formerly Dick Vance had some of it.
Yeah, you were with Dick.
Yes, Dick was bought out, and he's now in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He and Bobby last I heard.
One of your first cards.
Uh-huh.
Many years ago.
This was the old KIOA Nighthawks. We had over 6,500 of those out.
I called the police over the weekend, and I would like your advice.
Well, you call me at home, okay?
Thank you.